Paul, so last week I went to a live poetry reading and performance.
Wow. That's awesome.
The poet's name was Andrea Gibson. It was kind of slam poetry. All I'm going to say is not really my genre.
Do you have a genre of poetry that's yours?
I don't know, but it's not slam poetry. But there was one line that she dropped that really, really got me.
All right, then.
I didn't know I was a terrible juggler. Bad at both holding on to something and then setting it free.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it when poetry does that. Yeah. Take something, gives it a little spin, and makes you go,
Yeah, that line just slays.
That's awesome, dude.
Anyway, let's get today's show started.
First up, we have a band whose name, I hope we're pronouncing correctly, Chick X Guap X.
Here on Hometown Sounds. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC examines their self-concept via poetry reading. No, we show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Pareko.
I'm Paul Vodra, and that was Chick X Guap X with a song called Whoops.
I love how the tempo of that song and the dynamics of it were different. It was fast, but it was also kind of soft.
Yes. Also, the percussion on that song was very like crisp, and I really enjoyed drumming on my knees while we listened to that song. That was a knee drumming song for me. That's what I listen for in this sort of thing.
Honestly, Paul, like, I feel like if they just mic'd your knees, you could play drums in a band.
I could totally do that. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd totally game for that. That song comes from the debut self-titled EP by Chick X Guap X. It is available to purchase on Bandcamp, but not really, because the price of the album on Bandcamp is a whopping $420.69.
It's like an old Craigslist ad. 420 friendly, no drama, shaved.
Oh, jeez. If you're the type that likes to purchase your music and own it and manage MP3s like some of us nerds, you can buy this on other digital music sites such as Amazon. It's a much more reasonable $6 there. There's a really fun music video for this song. Tony and I watched it when we were getting ready, and you really just got to go watch this video. The band is wearing pug masks, which is really, really great. And then also there's shots of somebody playing guitar with the little hands on the fingers. I'm not really describing it very well.
This is hard to describe.
But like, man, it cracks me up. I don't know why. Somebody playing guitar with hands on their fingers. It's just, it's really funny. I just love it. And yeah, it's such a snappy, fun little song.
How'd you find these guys, Paul?
Okay, so Tony often asks me this question of how did I find these guys? And, you know, I'm following so many people on Bandcamp and Facebook and SoundCloud and whatever. But this one, I actually do remember how I found them. They played a show with Born Dad back in January, and I recommended it on the Don't Stay Home feature. And, you know, whenever I see a band that we know, like Born Dad, they're playing a show, we're going to recommend it. I always look to see, well, who are the other bands on the bill? And are they DC bands? Are they worth recommending? So that was how I discovered this band. This EP came out back in September, and so did the video. So I'm very sad that I missed it at the time. Just had no idea about these guys. And now they're part of our lives, and it's great. All I could tell you is that Chico Guapo in Spanish translates to handsome guy. So maybe that is a piece of information for you as you learn about this band that will help you. But there you go. No shows coming up to recommend, but keep your eyes peeled. Follow them on social media because I think they're a band to watch and I'm really excited about them.
Rad, 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 rad. So we're going to keep the show going. Next is a track from A. Maz.
Green light, think I'ma treat it like a red light, cause I got nowhere else to be right, think I'll probably work the moonlight, moonlight, yeah, two jobs, and I'm trying to find a new job, and I don't know what to do now, think I'll probably work the moonlight, moonlight.
That song was called Moonlight, Moonlight by A. Maz.
So we learned about A. Maz via an email submission on the 21st that included a Spotify link and a simple thanks. And it was from a one Adam Mazatenta. So there no information, so gotta work backwards.
We celebrate minimalism.
Yeah. So here's what I learned. Adam Mazatenta is a young gun. He's like 20 or 21.
Oh, wow.
So as a result, I kind of just learned about what he's done in high school. Now, this is the sweetest thing that I learned. Just so cute. On December 31st of 2016, he participated in and completed the Ringing in Hope 5K. And I found his race results. He finished the 5K in 52 minutes and 48 seconds. And on that page was a link that had the race results for everyone else who ran it. I did a control F on his name and saw that the runners alongside his place ranking were Gail, Steve, and Lauren Mazzatenta. So Adam ran a 5K with his family, and I thought that was really, really cute.
Nice.
And most chiefly for us, he makes some exquisite bedroom indie pop. And I know that I have gone far and away from the music here, but no, this is really, really an excellent album. It's kind of like a little bit of Stars, a little bit of XX, a little bit of like Youth Lagoon. But there's just kind of these, you know, these very kind of understated R&B and hip hop elements. And it's an excellent album to listen to at night. And Adam, thank you for writing in.
You could buy that album on the digital music stores like Amazon or iTunes, or stream it on your favorite streaming service.
And now more music here on the podcast. What's next, Paul?
Next up is Tosser. From the new album Total Restraint, which just came out this past February 21st.
Like, this album slaps.
That song was called Bent Out by Tosser. They played a release show that we plugged on the Don't Stay Home feature on the 20th of February with Denmate and experimental electronic act Model Home at the Pie Shop. You can buy that album for $5 for a download on their Bandcamp, or you can get it on cassette for $8 via Discord Records.
So just continuing with the commentary, I was listening to this album and thought, man, this is the kind of stuff I used to listen to when I listened to music and not just podcasts.
You know, I have that feeling too sometimes of like, there's so many damn podcasts. And we're of course, part of the problem because we're making a podcast. And I'm just always behind. I'm always like, oh, my God, you know, the politics are getting hot and heavy. I got to catch up with, you know, Pod Save America and 538. And then I got on my tech podcast I listen to. And sometimes I'm like, man, you know, I used to listen to music a lot. Like when I was driving around or going for a walk or like folding the laundry or something.
Which, by the way, Paul just talked about driving around and listening to music. Paul, have you ever shared your superpower?
What? Oh, you know, I don't know if I ever have shared my superpower on the podcast. One of my little weird superpowers that I have is that somehow magically when I'm driving into my driveway, I can time it so the song is ending, like right when we pull in.
I thought it was beyond song and went into album.
No, because most of the time, if I'm driving home, like I'll put on like a playlist of like some of my favorite like rocking songs for when I'm like tired and I need to get right home. I need to get that, keep the energy going. And so when I do that, I will, you know, I'll be like jumping around and be like, oh, I feel like listening to this now. I feel like listening to this. And generally I'll like figure out what song to put on at about the right point in the drive home that when we pull in, it's over. It's just one of my little superpowers. I don't know. It's timing. It's all about timing.
I just looked at Paul and his cape just billowed in the wind.
Yeah. There you go. So I wanted to mention a little show that I went to yesterday. I want to mention it on the podcast, even though it's not really DC music related. But I was looking at the Washington Post a few weeks ago. They had a spring arts preview, and I was looking through it. I was looking at the classical music offerings, and one of the recommendations was for a Sunday afternoon show at the National Gallery of Art. And I did not know that the National Gallery of Art had shows. And I looked on their website, and they have a show like every Sunday for the next few weeks or months or something. So I looked at them, and one of them was a group called Third Coast Percussion. And I used to be a percussionist. I used to actually play in a percussion ensemble, and that's what this was. So I said, oh, this is for me. I got to do this. So we got a few people together, and we went to the National Gallery of Art and saw this amazing show. This show was so amazing. This quartet of percussionists played a song. Not only did they play a song by Philip Glass, they play a song by Philip Glass that they commissioned him to write for them.
That's bananas.
That's bananas.
How much does that cost?
I was actually wondering, like, what are the economics of that? Like, did they get a grant? I mean, they're very successful musicians. They teach, they tour a lot. Maybe they just have the scratch to just be like, hey, Philip, how you doing, man? Apparently, he is 80 years old, they said, and they looked into it, and he has never written a piece for percussion ensemble. He's written very percussion-focused pieces, but he's never, and so they said, hey, how about you do one?
That sounds like it's really splitting hairs.
You know, when you play percussion ensemble, you know who is writing music for you and who hasn't yet, because it's very important for them. And they played a composition by the musician who performs as Sun Lux, and they played a composition by the musician who performs as Blood Orange.
Those are both very big names.
Yeah. They have a Tiny Desk concert, which I highly recommend. One of the songs that they played in that Tiny Desk concert video yesterday, and man, it was beautiful. It was composed by one of the members of the band. So I know that this sort of music is not for everybody, this, you know, symphonic, classical, percussion ensemble stuff. But if this at all sounds like it might be up your alley, look these guys up. They're from Chicago. They're not DC related. But also this series at the National Gallery of Art, you can just show up at about 2:30 or so. The show's at 3:30. It's free. It's seated. And I thought this was going to be like, you know, a little 45-minute, hour-long. This thing had an intermission. This was
an intermission?
Yes, this was a serious show.
Did you get snacks?
Did not get snacks.
Were there snacks?
No, there were no snacks. Really just stood up, sort of looked at the percussion instruments because, of course, that interests me.
Did you give them a thumbs up?
Man, they had some cool stuff. They had whipcrack. They had gong. They had one of the instruments was played with an electric toothbrush.
What?
Yeah, they had like this sort of a bell thing, this sort of a brass bell, and they turn on the electric toothbrush and put it inside the bell, and it sort of made a rattling sound. Like constantly while they performed other things. It was amazing. So here's the amazing thing. This band tours a lot. And strangely enough, they are coming back to DC in just 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, there's going to be a thing called WOCO Fest. W-O-C-O Fest. It's going to be Sunday, March 8th. And there's a daytime portion at the Big Bear Cafe and an evening portion at All Souls Unitarian Church.
To do a thing at Big Bear is small.
I think that I am going to purchase advance tickets for this. And I think that if this at all interests you, you should also purchase advance tickets, because I cannot imagine that there will be many people let into this thing. But it's put on by the Boulanger Initiative, which is an organization dedicated to supporting music composed by women. So we totally can get behind that sort of initiative. So it's a little bit like the, you know, the Washington Women in Jazz Festival, but this is, I think, more geared toward, you know, symphonic and concert instruments and arrangements. So anyway, the evening portion of WOCO Fest on Sunday, March 8th at All Souls is going to feature Third Coast Percussion playing a completely different show than what I saw the other day at the National Gallery of Art. So, you know what? Not really all that DC music related, but I thought it was a really, really neat thing. And if that sounds at all neat to you, please check that out.
So, Paul, we're actually going to take a couple of steps back towards the commissioning of Philip Glass.
All right.
So I have kind of met Philip Glass.
That's crazy.
When I was a freshman in college, I took this symposium, this honors symposium, and my instructor kind of knew Philip Glass enough that he could drive up to New York and then do a Q&A session with us back at school via a thing called Internet 2.
Oh, wow.
Which I had never heard of again after this thing.
Philip Glass broke it.
So I got to see Philip Glass in front of me on like a movie theater screen.
That's weird.
And I asked him a question.
All right.
And I asked him about what it was like adapting David Bowie's albums, Heroes and Low, to symphonic pieces.
Yep.
And he gave an answer. I just wanted to ask a question about David Bowie. But he gave an answer, and he referred to David Bowie as one of the great American songwriters.
Oh, no.
And you don't really correct Philip Glass.
You don't really do that.
Yeah. Also, I think it's just important to note that Philip Glass and Ira Glass are related.
I think I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also that if you watch the show High Maintenance, the new series just dropped, and in the first episode, Ira Glass and the team of This American Life have a very prominent role in the episode. And it was so cool to see an episode of High Maintenance about podcasting.
That's awesome.
So I don't want to spoil it anymore.
All right.
But I think I covered a lot of ground, especially when I came in with having just Adam Mazzatenta's high school career to talk about.
Good job, man. And yeah, so I'm going to try bringing it back around to the supporting music composed by women. The next song on the podcast is by female-fronted group Sweet Something.
Anymore. One by one, they all
a sweet something with a track called No Surprises Here. It's a female-fronted jazzy band with tangible jazz sounds and an intimate retro feel.
Charismatic piano playing featuring silky smooth vocals. That's how they describe it. I really like that groove. That's just got a fun little groove to it. I can get down with that. We last featured Sweet Something on the podcast in March of last year with an adorable track called Kiss Me in the Elevator.
Which really did sound like elevator music. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, that's right. Da,
da. Yep. Something like that.
We've also featured a couple of their videos on our website where we play music videos for everybody. We featured a jam called So Natural, and they did a Tiny Desk contest entry for a song last year called Black Stain. Hopefully, we will get some more Tiny Desk contest entries soon. I've been actually seeing some bands mention that they are filming stuff in anticipation of it happening, because, of course, it's going to happen. And one of the things we love to do is run all the DC ones we find that are worth sharing, and almost all of them are. You can next see Sweet Something live if you are down for a So Far Sounds show. They are playing one Friday, February 28th. Of course, its location and other bands are a mystery. That's how So Far Sounds works. In case you don't know, you buy a ticket and then they tell you like where to go, and you show up and you sit down and you pay attention, you turn off your phone, and then you you hear like two or three new bands that are brand new to you, and people love it. And some people feel conflicted about it, so you have to decide on your own feelings. If you want to see a regular show by them, they're playing Friday, March 20th at Bossa in Adams Morgan. And I think that's a real good spot for that because Bossa's pretty swank. And we're going to keep the music rolling for you. Next up is 2D Cat. We'll be right back. That little burst of synth pop goodness was called The One by 2D Cat.
It's a track from 2D Cat's new 6-song release, Delaware is Burning, and that just came out today on February 24th. It's available to buy for $4 on 2D Cat's Bandcamp.
We last featured 2D Cat on the podcast in October of 2018 with a track called Carnival. There's a thing here, and we don't know if it's still active or not. There was a social media post that suggested that this might be ending on the day that the album is released. But apparently, 2D Cat will give you the new EP for free if you donate to the U.S. Senate campaign of Jess Scaron, who is running in Delaware. There is an Act Blue donation link that you can find from 2D Cat's social media posts if you want to get in on this. There's some interesting dollar amounts suggested for you. And, you know, hey, make Delaware a better place. The interesting reference from the album title, Delaware is Burning, I think perhaps might be a reference to the 1990 documentary film Paris is Burning by Jenny Livingston, which was about the golden age of New York City drag balls. There has also kind of been like some other things that are like blank is burning in music related worlds over the years. So I think that might be what that is referencing.
So it's sometimes a little hard to think about 2D Cat as being a real person, but 2D Cat has real feelings and emotions. And I just want to share this tweet with you from February 20th, in which 2D Cat wrote, "I'm beginning to think that practically living out of an airport for the last 2 months has driven me insane." And there's a picture of a cat being suspended by like a parachute or like a balloon.
Yeah. Man, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a real nice of humanity when all we know is the cat.
That's right. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. We hope you have enjoyed the music you have heard. We hope you click on the like button for all of the bands on their social media, follow them. And, you know, I just want to remind everybody that there are links to all of the purchasing options for everything that are available in the show notes or on the website, which is hometownsoundsdc.com. We have all sorts of good things like show picks, music videos, and this podcast. We have social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Hometown Sounds. It's real easy to remember.
And please keep sending us your music to dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
That's right. But of course, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live.
And we have one last track for you on this episode of the podcast. This is Kariki with a song called Clean Kill. Have you heard of Kariki? This is the new band featuring Ian MacKay, Joe Lally, and Amy Farina. You may have heard of them. They're pretty famous people. This is the band that I saw play last year at Fort Reno before they had a band name. I think I've seen reference that they have been a band since 2015, but didn't actually play a show until 2018 and didn't come up with a name until this year. And now they actually have a self-titled album that is coming out on March 27th. You can pre-order it now on Bandcamp for $8 digitally, $10 on CD, or $15 on vinyl. In case you need a little DC music primer, Ian and Amy previously released 3 albums from 2005 to 2012 as The Evens. Joe and Ian were both previously in Fugazi, and Joe now performs with other Fugazi bandmate Brendan Canty in The Mesthetics. There's also a thing that Ian doesn't want anybody to attend a show by Kariki and record any of it via audio or video. And so when you see a Kariki show, he will ask everybody to put down their phones, turn them off, don't record anything, because he wants it to be like a live experience that only the people that are there get to experience, which is, you know, it's an artistic choice. I think it's a little silly. And I was wondering, are they ever going to be on the internet at all, release any music? And now they have. So now you can find out what Kariki sounds like if you would like to go see them live. They played a show last weekend at the St. Stephen's Church, and there is nothing on the books now. But since their album's coming out in late March, there will probably be some more shows, more chances for you to see this trio. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.
69.